Sam, I want to go to you. And of course, our listeners don't have the benefit of knowing our conversations during the break, but we were having a conversation and you brought up an excellent point about the way Jewish rabbis treated the Word of God and the high view they held with respect to the Word of God. And we're talking about that solitary book that has influenced our country more than any other, the Bible, and the fact that holding a high view of the scriptures is in no way idolatry. Sam, comment on that, the Jewish rabbinical tradition and the view they held of the scriptures.
Well, Dave, the thing that stood out to me was that when you're talking about those today are saying you can place too much emphasis, as you were saying, on the Word of God because that becomes idolatry. The very book that talks about idolatry is God himself and the Bible. And it's odd that anyone would say that you could take that book, the revelation of God, where we know about who he is, his plan of redemption, and say that that revelation, literally the words of God himself as breathed through the writers, and say that that was inappropriate to hold in high regard. The rabbis of old, when they translated the Old Testament, held it in such revere that they would wash themselves, wash their hands, change their clothes, and every time that they would come, putting it into other manuscripts and other forms, when they came to the Word of God as breathed by God in reference to God, they would stop and they would wash themselves and take deliberate time before they would continue on in the text. And you can just imagine how many times that had to happen, because the Word of God, God's name, is all throughout the Old Testament. Dave, we cannot place too high an emphasis on God's Word, because he places high emphasis on his Word.